How's it feel to be in the navy blue?
Yeah, I'm really excited, actually, you know. To get my name called out at draft night, you know, I was over the moon, you know. I had my mum and dad there with me, and, you know, I think they kind of hitting their tears a bit, but, you know, really grateful to, you know, be at a really great club with a really great teammates, young group, and a great history as well.
How certain were you that the Blues would, in fact, take you?
I didn't actually know until I got picked up, so, you know, I think so as the other draftees from other clubs, you know, we were asking around if they had any ideas where they were going to go, but, you know, far as I know, that I didn't have no idea that Carlton was going to pick me up.
What's it like coming into the club for the first time? Is it nerve-wracking? Is it exciting? What sort of the emotions?
Yeah, I reckon everyone, you know, it's everyone, you know, everyone been through that, you know, on their first day. So, you know, there's a bit of nerves, but really, you know, full excitement. And, you know, we had our first session on Monday, and, you know, really, and the boys loved us. They're really supportive, really encouraging. You know, the leader's been, you know, like, they're really supportive.
Sam, what surprised you about your first few days at Carlton? Can you pick out one thing for us, an example of what you didn't expect,
maybe? It just never stopped, I reckon. You know, you finish training, you're going and, you know, you're basically in a meeting or you're recovering to, you know, get ready to train the next day, or just, you know, getting a lot of knowledge and trying to learn with this young group. And so it's us draftees, so basically learning, yep.
Tell us about some of your attributes as a footballer that you think you'd be able to make an impression with here at Carlton.
Yeah, my attributes is, you know, just keeping to my strength is to, you know, kick off both sides of my feet. And also, just learning, you know, on probably game plans on or whatever, just on midfield groups and forwards. But just working to my strengths and willing to improve on my weaknesses.
And Zach, nice to join the club with a fellow WA boy.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. You can kind of settle in with Sam, running through the same stuff. So yeah, it's good to compare and I guess compete against him. But yeah, good to have him here.
What about yourself? What are the main things you have to work on to get up to senior level?
I think it's strength and size. I'm in the gym. There's a few sessions a week here, so yeah, diet's a big thing as well. Eating 3 big meals a day, so yeah.
Zach, is it right you're a cousin of Dennis Armfield as well?
Yeah, I think he's my third cousin.
There's a relationship.
Yeah. It's good having him here. He's been good, especially with like helping out with the drills and stuff like that, so it's been good.
Can you talk us through? Yeah.
Met him once. Other than that, no.
So you sort of vaguely knew that he was your third cousin.
Yeah.
Can you talk us through how you found out? Because you only found out fairly recently, didn't you?
I met him at a funeral, unfortunately, but met him there and then through my dad. So. Yeah.
And did you get an invite to the wedding?
Nah, pretty stiff there. Might have to talk to him about that. So.
Were you a bit shocked with how high you went in the draft? I think you've said you maybe weren't expecting to go that
high. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that at all. Expected to go a bit later, but yeah, happy that I went that high and happy to be in the Blues.
It was a kind of a rapid rise through the year for you, wasn't it? You sort of started out the year maybe with not such high expectations.
Yeah, I guess I had a good season in the Waffle in Perth, played 10 games there and then had a good carnival, so yeah, happy with my season then.
You mentioned eating 3 meals a day. Were you sort of skipping a few meals, or how's that?
Not skipping a few meals, but the way they eat here is crazy. But I guess you have to with the amount they train. So, yeah.
Give us an example. What were crazy? Huh? Give us an example. Like you said, the way they eat is crazy. Can you
they just don't up? Stop. They just carbs.
Sam, for you, you're confident you can make an impact at senior level next year?
Yeah, I wouldn't say this time, but, you know, it's just my third day, you know, and I'm still learning everything, you know, and, you know, really looking forward to, you know, my first pre-season, not full pre-season, but, you know, I'm willing to, you know, try my best out there, you know, such as the other draftees with me, and, you know, just learning on everything and just slowly, gradually building, and even that's, even indoors, you know, with all the meetings, you know, the dietitian, you know, trying to get my body right with the physio, and especially in the gym, you know, to get that elite body, you know, try just smash it out a bit quick. But definitely, you know, looking forward to it. But yeah, it's just going to have probably a bit of slow progress into building it up.
We know a lot of boys who come over from WA suffer from homesickness. How are you both going to go about your strategies to cope with that?
Yeah, well, I actually wanted to move over to Victoria. See, had a challenge to move down from Halls Creek to Perth. You know, I rarely speak good English when I first came. I went to Perth, so also had to learn that and had to adapt to the city life pretty quickly on making, you know, catching public transport to school to training and back to my house. But yeah, you know, I've been there 4 years and I kind of ticked the box there 4 years, and you know, really wanted to adapt to this another time zone and yeah, just looking, I just wanted to be in Victoria playing footy.
Well done, boys.